Hello and welcome to Nonprofit Spotlight. I'm Stephanie Ings, the Director of Education and Community Engagement here at KXCI. Today, I'm here with Ted Springer, the founder and co-director, and Kate Hodges, the co-founder and co-director of the Land with No Name Sanctuary. Thank you so much for being here today on Nonprofit Spotlight.
Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for having us in today.
It's great to be here.
What is your organization's mission and vision?
The Land with No Name Sanctuary gathers land, art, and people together to create unbound experiences, engaging those who make and those who appreciate. And our vision is to gather at the sanctuary to be creative with our hands, preserve cultural lifeways, find common ground, and explore our unique differences in an integrated habitat for sculpture that connects all visitors to the land itself.
Wonderful. And how does your organization work toward that mission?
We are an arts organization that operates out of the Sierrita Mountains, which is about 30 miles southwest of Tucson. We are focused largely on sculptures, but we are very much branching out into other and all forms of art and creativity. The nonprofit was formed in 2011, and we became a 501c3 in 2016. We work primarily in four distinct categories. We offer sculpture tours, artists in residence, overnight retreats, and art workshops. We think of the land as a place to be and to do, for people who both make and appreciate. The artists in residence come from both in-state and out-of-state and spend time out on the land in an isolated area, primarily off the grid, giving them time to focus on their art and enjoy a period of time without distraction. People often enjoy coming out to land for sculpture tours, which is about a half-mile loop, and there are about 40 sculptures on the loop. My wife, Kate, and I usually give an oral story of the sculptures, sharing stories about how the work got out there, how the works came to be, and how they are going back to the earth. We view sculpture not from a museum perspective and not from a conservation perspective, but we see it rather the works as living and dying here on the land. Most of these are going back to the earth and we are watching them change. A lot of the artwork here has personal and significant meaning to the artists who have made them. The artist does not always wish to sell them, and a lot of these artworks are one-of-a-kind unique pieces where the artist is not necessarily working with a gallery, but rather working to create an experience with the work for people to enjoy. The art is not plopped or dropped out here. The sculpture that comes out here comes to life here. We have a dialogue with the artist, scout the land together, and create a situation where the art works with the landscape or in relationship to other artworks that are out there. It becomes a dialogue to explore where the art will be, what it will do, and how it will find its way back to the earth. We largely look at art as experience. We are not in the role of gallery, not in the role of buying and selling. We are in the process of giving this art a place to be and to exist for all to enjoy.
Can you please share one of the highlights of one of your programs that help you execute your mission?
Sure. Our workshops include basket weaving, clay hand building, and beading. These classes are taught by local native Tohono O'odham teachers, and we have a strong presence of native students, as well as anyone who wants to sign up to learn respect and understanding for these beautiful traditional art forms. We give the local native community an opportunity to deepen their understanding of basket weaving or reconnect with traditional arts, with weaving, maybe learned from a grandmother or learning in honor of an elder who has passed on. These traditional arts give all people in the community a chance to better understand a very special art form. Another highlight is all the wonderful artists who have come here to work on their art, and we've strongly engaged the University of Arizona community. Many of the sculptures are from University of Arizona graduate students.
How can people find out more about the Land with No Name Sanctuary?
You can find us on the web at thelandwithnoname.org, and we are on Instagram as The Land with No Name.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being here, Ted and Kate, to share about the Land with No Name Sanctuary.
Thanks. We look forward to seeing you out there.
Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $215 million in grants and scholarships to the community. Learn more at cfsaz.org.